over the last couple of years, Kevin, City Light and Power and has been down there fixing that light, replacing it, or not necessarily replacing it, but raising it. We've had people hit poles down there. But recently, in the last couple of years, I know at least three times we've had a semi. And I don't know, I really don't know about the height of semis compared to other semis, or if this is was a cable issue where the weight of the light would bring the cable down a little bit to where then the semi, a normal size semi, would hit that light. So this has happened in the last two or three times. To be honest with you, I don't know who put that light up and how long it's been there.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that we have kind of decided to take it down was because we were constantly having to go down there and work on it.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, obviously there's already four big red stop signs there at that location. Looking back from back, I believe, 17 and 18, when we had that situation downtown where we had a blinking light down there and we decided to change up and go to the antique stop signs and the nice looking stop signs downtown. We still haven't had any issues downtown with accidents.
Like traffic flow and stuff. Yeah.
Traffic flow is much better downtown. Obviously, over the last year, we've all noticed additional traffic because of the 28 project. And it still hasn't affected any accident downtown. So when we talked about this and I brought this up and, talked to Phil Farrell about it, I know of at least three or four times. One time was because someone struck a post there on the northeast corner.
Mm-hmm.
But the other times were really just because the light kept dragging too low and someone would hit it and then we'd have to go fix it.
Right.
My department has no way of doing that. We don't have the equipment. We don't have the material. And I obviously don't mess with electricity.
Right.
So that the reason behind taking the light down was just the simple fact that we kept having the issue with having to replace or fix that location.
I just treat it as a four-way stop, which is what it is. Like you said, there's four stop signs there. I didn't even recognize that there was one until I saw it on Facebook this morning and thought, oh yeah, there is a little caution light there, so to speak. But I've not heard a whole lot of people who even referred to it, and that's what I've seen on Facebook a lot, is that people didn't even know it was there until they saw that they were taking it down. So that makes a lot more sense now.
Now, what we are going to do, and I want to let you know, Kevin, I went down there. Phil called me and let me know right before lunch, around 11:30, that was taken care of. And then they're down there now just finishing up removing cables that were there because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I sit there a good hour in the Encompass Credit Union parking lot, and I didn't see an issue at all. Actually, the only person that ran a stop sign was the guy that had the red and blue lights on. I think he's okay to do that.
He had permission.
So,
huh?
people were rolling through the stop signs, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They do that, but they're going to do that with a red light there, or they're going to do that with a stop sign there. So,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, I know it was only an hour, but it was an hour of no issues whatsoever that I saw. I mean, no close calls, nobody completely running the sign. And obviously, it was right around lunchtime, and there's a lot of traffic through there, regardless of whether it's lunchtime or not. But
right.
There was a lot of traffic at times. There was no traffic at times. We just thought it was okay to do that. But what we're going to do, in addition to that, and it's a five-week lead time, so obviously bear with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be we've just ordered, about 15 minutes before I called you, we ordered four of those blinking stop signs that we're going to replace the normal stop signs with the blinking stop signs that you've seen at Haven and MASH, and that
right.
You've seen at Wilshire and MASH down by the post office.
Mm-hmm.
We are ordering those. The mayor asked me to order those, to get those put in, so when those get here, they are solar powered. They work great. I've got two guys that have been doing it for, a good 3 years. They know exactly how to put them in, and we'll get those in as soon as we get them here. But you know, it was my decision to take that down, and I just feel like that, you know, we continue to use labor, we continue to use, I don't think it's going to do anything with the safety of that intersection whatsoever. I think, I mean, even saw a couple plates from out of state that stopped. That's kind of what we did there, and like I said, I wish I could comment on, you know, why it was put there in the first place and who put it there. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I do know that since 2015, when I became the street superintendent, I have not heard of any major accident at that location. No fatal accidents at that location. Obviously, Chief Shoemaker could probably comment on that a lot better, mm-hmm. and give us some accident information moving forward. I'm sure he'd be happy to do that. But yeah, that's kind of what happened with it, and obviously I know there was a lot of negative feedback on Facebook, still is, but I did want to make sure that people knew that I was the one responsible for that, you know, I stand behind it 100%, but we are going to do some things to change it up a little bit, and maybe the blinking stop signs will, you know, people will like seeing those. Not only they, maybe they'll be a little safer in other people's eyes than a normal stop sign, but they actually look a little nicer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
for about $1,500 a piece, so the city's going to spend about $6,000.
Okay,
to put those in. So we'll get those in, and I asked them to push it through as quick as they could. When I talked to Tapco, as the company we order those through,
mm-hmm.
Asked them to push that through as quick as possible. If they could get them here quicker in 5 weeks, get them here as quick as they can, with everything going on, and then I will, as soon as they arrive, my guys will be on it, getting them installed.